The Zarzis Youth Association is packed with people. Local residents are making sandwiches and salads for their guests. Hundreds of Egyptian workers who fled the violence in Libya and crossed Tunisia's border, about 65 kilometers away. How they got here is one example of grassroots democracy slowly taking root in this country, a month after anti-government protesters forced former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali from power. Zarzi's teacher, Mohamed Jelwali, explains how the town's residents, and not Tunisia's caretaker government, arrange for the Egyptians to be bused here and for their food and shelter.
Les institutions officielles du gouvernement tunisien sont absentes. Ce ne sont pas les institutions de l'État.
Jelwali says Tunisia's government was totally absent in this effort to help the Egyptians. In fact, the government is pretty much absent in this town altogether. Like elsewhere in the country, Zarzis was awash in anti-government protests in January. After Mr. Ben Ali fled, residents here elected a 30-member popular committee to represent them. Jelwali is part of the committee.
Ceux qui gèrent ici la région des Zarzis, je parle du point de vue social et des organisations des manifestations.
He says the committee tries to solve the town's daily problems. The state still pays civil servant salaries, but the residents have fired all the local authorities except for the mayor. Resident Ali Darak gives the popular committee good reviews.
On pense qu'elle travaille bien, elle gère bien la situation aussi à Zarzis.
Dirac says residents think the committee is doing a good job managing the situation in Zarzis. Zarzis even has its own budding media outlet, website Zarzis TV. 27-year-old Walid Fela is one of its founders.
Fait toutes les actions pendant la révolution et après on a pris en charge tous les autres problèmes sociaux.
Fela says Zarzis TV members participated in the anti-government protests in Zarzis, but they also filmed them and the police crackdown. They published everything on their Facebook site. Now they are publishing town news, including news of the hundreds of residents here who fled Tunisia for Europe.
On peut tout changer à partir des régions. Ça veut dire, on commence par exemple nous à Zarzis ici, et chaque région a fait ça, ça veut dire.
Fela says he believes political change in Tunisia will come locally. Zarzis is trying to build its own democratic structures. If other regions do the same, Fela says, democracy will take root in Tunisia. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Zarzis, Tunisia.